This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei. Contact tracing is like detective work that helps contain COVID-19. When someone tests positive, a contact tracer starts an investigation to find out who was within close distance of that new case. Those people should self-isolate. As WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia tells us, counties depend on Florida's Department of Health for contact tracing, but some want to do more at the local level.
Broward County has recently added 150 of its own contact tracers. Mayor Dale Holness says as positive cases grow,
we'll definitely look to see whether or not we can invest more money into getting additional traces. It's a very important part of a process of stopping the spread of this pandemic.
Miami-Dade Commissioner Daniela Levine-Cava says she wants her county to add its own too, rather than depend only on the state.
It's taken us almost 4 months to move this forward, during which time the disease has been spreading rampantly.
The Florida Health Department tells WLRN it has 500 full-time epidemiologists, plus hundreds of others doing this work temporarily. It's hiring more remote workers through Maximus, a company based in Tamarack. Marta Lopez is a professor at Miami-Dade College who teaches contact tracing courses.
We would need contact tracers that also speak Spanish and they are able to communicate better with the people and therefore gather more of the very critical information that we need.
Lopez says if the state needs locals, she knows plenty of students eager for work. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.